Sedona, you just told me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's 2.5 hours away here.
72 hours without
two and a half hours.
Morsel of food.
Just water.
Yeah.
How are you staying
up? Do you eat? Do you eat like a big slice of
pizza? No, on the contrary. You have like soup.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something.
Bone broth, soup.
I haven't eaten
in an hour.
It's been a while. Here's the thing. Travis is on a fast, 72 minutes.
Yeah.
72
hey, that works for Travis.
No, he's not. He was in the kitchen like 15 minutes ago.
Kate's brought in cookies. I wasn't going to not see eat one
there
of those cookies
so much
that's sitting
food
there.
At this place.
Yeah.
So much food. There's
that's
always
impressive.
Something to eat.
That's freaking impressive.
And I think these cough drops have like a calorie a piece, so I've had like 1,000 calories today.
There you go.
Are they the
you sound way better, though.
Yeah, you sound way better.
I felt okay most of the time. I had one day that didn't feel great, but I just couldn't talk.
Yeah, no, you sounded bad. It
and
was good.
I was telling these guys I would not pass any WADA-sanctioned drug testing at this point because I am on enough steroids
to
choke a horse.
Yeah, I believe it.
It worked.
So, how do they – you've got, like, swelling of the vocal cords, or what is it?
So, this happens to me every once in a while,
yeah.
And I went and saw my doc in the box, right, the urgent care.
Yes.
And I told him, he goes, okay, here, I'll give you a course of steroids. And I didn't really help, so I went back on Monday, and I said, hey, I talk for a living. I kind of got to get this thing under control. He goes, oh. And he went to, like, the uber hardcore
the really strong stuff.
Yeah. And in a day, boom,
nice.
Back.
So I had a nodule on my vocal cords years ago now. From you're loud and you're angry, and I developed, it's sort of like a blister on your vocal cords that I had to have removed. It was a little scary because I didn't know if I was going to sound the same.
Of course.
Afterwards, this happens with singers a lot. Mm. And then I had to go through all this speech therapy to learn how to talk different to avoid some of the things that I was doing.
You did like a voice and diction class?
Well, you know what it is? It's hard. Okay, so ESPN starts with a hard E sound.
Right.
Okay. So what the doctor says is put a slight H before every hard vowel.
Oh,
so
interesting.
ESPN. ESPN. You'll hear me do it. A lot of times you'll hear me actually do that when I'm talking. I'll stick an H in front of things because it's easier in your voice. So there's, avoid, use an H. That's
ESPN.
ESPN
710.
Did you just forget to go to the store for 3 days or what's going on?
No, I just, traveling all fall for college football, you just don't eat right. Even when you try to eat right, you just can't
it's
eat
not
right.
Happening.
And then there's
airplanes,
booze,
hotels,
and there's
press
booze,
boxes.
You know what I'm saying? Like after games, like it's just, I probably put on like 5 pounds and I just didn't feel well. And I was like, and I intermittent fast all the time. Like I can go, the longest I'd ever done before, I was telling Slee and Mace yesterday, was 44. I never got to the 48. And I
no
was kind
headaches,
of
headaches, no nothing.
And I was in, well, that time I got headaches. This time I didn't because I was, I started to get a little one when I got here yesterday. And the trick is just a little salt in your water and you just hydrate again.
Now, is this medically,
it holds water
is
in.
This medically sanctioned? Yeah. Like, are you under the care of a doctor?
No,
or
no.
Just
anything,
read an article?
Anything
the internet.
More, anything more than
he texts
WebMD.
Under the care of Google.
WebMD. Anything more than 96, you're supposed to consult a doctor.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what would you do right now? 3:30, you're done, basically?
Yeah, I got to go get a haircut. Mm-hmm. But then after that, I'll probably be home by like 5:30, so it'll be like 74 hours.
And then just open a bottle of wine and let her rip.
Yeah, I wish. There's my wife is making a soup with some bone broth, some avocado, some
so
shredded
ease
chicken.
Ease your way back into
and
it.
And that's it. That'll be the first
meal. Could you, when you get this far, you said the toughest part was earlier on.
Oh, yeah. The first like 24 hours are the tough part.
Could you go another 24?
I could. Yeah, I could. Right now, I'm not like hungry.
It'd be delirious.
Well,
I actually am more clear.
No,
really?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I told him yesterday, I did this once for a week, and it becomes like,
1 week.
It becomes euphoric.
Mm-hmm.
Like your head
I get
is
like
in
a buzz
clouds.
Every once
there's
in a
like,
while.
Really?
There's like a positive because you feel really clean.
I do like
well,
that.
And awake.
Basically, long story short, the easiest way to do it is, like the easiest way to describe it is, after 24 hours, your body starts to just basically feed on fat.
Right.
Because there's no more glucose in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that's good, right? Like and look, we all have a little extra belly fat, right? So then the next step is what they call autophagy, which is the cells, the dead cells in your body start to like fall off and the new ones regenerate, which is good. So that way you don't get sick, right? Yeah. And then the last thing is like an HGH spike.
Yeah.
Which is where you get the buzz.
So Dr. Sedona, is this something you recommend to other people?
Sure.
Really?
If you can pull it off. Like, I have talked to a doctor about, like, I asked before I did it. And they're like, yeah, I mean, you safely, as long as you're healthy, you could do it even once or twice a month if you wanted
to. Trav, how long do you want to do it for?
So through my schedule,
yes,
I have stumbled into intermittent fasting just because of the way.
Oh, right. Good.
And I've lost a not a significant, but I've probably lost 15 or 20 pounds over the last 6 months.
Wow, you don't eat until you get home, right?
So I don't eat until I get home. Typically, I don't eat when I get up. I'm here really early. When they bring in food, it becomes a little more of a challenge. But I get home 2:30, 3 o'clock. I'll eat something. Mm-hmm. Then I eat dinner with the family. And then by 7:30 or 8, I'm not hungry anymore. So I kind of just wandered into it. I've done 18 hours frequently.
Yeah, that's
but
good.
The idea
that's
of getting
a good,
to
that's
72,
a good number. 18 is a good number.
That is
72.
Not and you sleep early.
I do, and I go to bed early.
So what time
do
you sleep?
10?
10. Oh, right, because you get up early. And yeah. Here. Yeah.
He doesn't go
10,
to bed. What
10:30?
That you go to bed?
10.
Come on. I'm in the 10 to 11 range, too.
Yeah, I'm in the 10 to 11.
He's in the 8:45. He's starting to go up the stairs.
Well, I am, too. Yeah. There are days I do that. Not every day, but there are days.
I mean,
like
I like to crash out, put a stupid documentary on, and fall asleep. I told you yesterday.
Yeah.
The mermaid documentary is so great.
Emily's going to have to help me out with it because I forgot the name of the... So she was telling us the two most watched movies and television series on Netflix.
By the way, one of the reasons this is significant is that Netflix has never released their streaming data.
Right.
So this is the first time they're saying, hey, here's how many people watched everything.
Em, do you have those numbers about The Night Agent and whatnot?
So I'm pulling it up right now, but the number one was The Mother, which was Jennifer Lopez's. It was this top movie from Netflix.
Did either of you guys see that?
No, I never watch Netflix anymore.
Okay.
The amount of hours was 249.9 million hours watched, and it was the 14th most watched piece of content on Netflix. That was an original Netflix show, but the number one overall was The Night Agent, which was 812 million hours spent watching The Night Agent, which is the equivalent of 100,000 years.
What?
100,000 years?
Of The Night Agent.
Wow.
Must be good. Yeah. I saw an episode.
Did you? I don't even know the show.
Yeah, I don't either.
It is a guy that has to save the government, and he's the only man that has
the secret. Is there a star in it?
So it's basically Kiefer Sutherland in 24?
Is there somebody famous in it? Is there a famous actor?
Nobody that I recognize, but I'm the wrong guy for that kid.
Yeah.
There probably are, just nobody that I would know.
I looked at the list, by the way. I don't recommend. I don't recognize most of the shows that are on the list. I think Suits, by the way, came in number 5.
And that's been off the air for 10 years.
Yeah, it's just all of a sudden people discovered it.
Started shoving it down your for Netflix.
Top five?
These are all the original content from Netflix. So this is the ones that are just Netflix shows. So number 2, Ginny and Georgia, season 2.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
3, The Glory.
Nope.
No, that's the Korean show, right? I've heard it's really good. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either. Adam's Family Wednesday, the Wednesday show.
Yeah. Well,
I've seen the spots for it.
And then Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story.
Yeah, no. I'm not.
You're not a Bridgerton guy?
Anything Bridgerton.
How long does Draymond get sent home
that's
for?
That's so funny. I was literally going to ask that.
What did he get? He got 5 the first one?
He got 5 for choking a guy.
By the way,
what do you get
triggered
for punching
that?
A guy in the face?
We mentioned Bridgerton, then you went straight to Draymond.
Is there a choking scene in Bridgerton
that
maybe
in your mind
I saw at some point or another?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what made me think of it.
Yeah.
He's 10 is the low end, right?
I think that's what he gets.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah, what is wrong with him?
Well, Rasheed Wallace, I don't know if you saw the clip.
I saw that.
Where he's like, he grew up in our locker room, so he does all the bleep hole stuff because of us. It's our fault.
Yeah.
But this is the guy can't stay on the floor.
No.
This is bad.
And this is when his team needs him,
I was going to say.
They're under 500.
The team is like desperate. Right on the edge of, you know, are we going to turn this around or not?
They're good. There's a time, like I like live wires, wild cards, whatever you want to call them. Guys that you just kind of don't know what they're going to do next.
I mean, they're good for business,
They're good for business, and I think they're good for a team because, you know, they bring something, an edge that a Steph or a Clay just doesn't have. They're completely unpredictable. And then you go past that line to where now you're just killing us because you can't keep your you-know-what together. I mean, I get it. Under the basket, things happen. You might try to throw an elbow or something. He was out in the corner of the floor, and he hit a guy with a spinning back fist like it was a UFC event.
And says, I was trying to sell the call. I didn't do this. I'll tell you when I do something. This was not on purpose. That's what he said last night. He's just not under control.
He's just not smart.
I mean, it's...
And he's very smart.
I know.
He's not a dummy, but that was dumb.
Did you guys see Steve Kerr after the game?
No, did not.
No.
He was, like you were saying, he's got such a great personality. This guy's joking around. He was on just the verge of, he wanted to blow up. He really wanted to blow up. And he just kept saying, we'll have to talk to Draymond about it. Yeah, that's, he's got to control his anger.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got. But you could just tell this, Steve Kerr is probably saying in his mind, I already am playing so short.
Yeah.
Chris Paul is out as well.
Yeah.
The Western Conference just getting in is going to be a challenge in itself. I already lost Draymond for how many games this year? I got to deal with this again? That it's just nothing is clicking. The dude, when he takes out Jordan Poole last year, part of the probably main reason why Jordan Poole is not there anymore for whatever reason.
Well, he kind of stinks, though. I mean, if we're being honest.
That's like, true, yeah. But for that team, he had some moments. Nah, he had some moments in the NBA Finals.
Right. Yeah, but he had to go. He was almost unplayable in those playoffs.
I'm not saying that he didn't need to go, but at the same stage, it's like Draymond's involved in critical parts, even the successful parts, but you're at this stage.
Oh, no, I get you. I get you with that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the one thing that jumps out at me is I thought the last suspension should have been longer than it was.
For the Gobert choke?
For the Gobert choke. Mm. Ireland and Michael were saying he shouldn't have been suspended at all.
I was fine with 5. I actually thought it was going to be like 3, but
This feels like at least 10.
Yeah, because of the repeat offense.
I want to go back to something you said. You said it's good for business, right?
Yeah, the villains are always good.
Is this good?
No, this is bad for the game.
It depends who you ask.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah,
because the old school NBA guy who doesn't watch as much anymore because they don't believe that there's enough physicality because they love the 90s.
Right,
they love this stuff. You know what I mean? So like, they're saying like, oh, that was a Wednesday back in the 90s. You know?
Yeah, like the Morant stuff. There's no question. The league
that's
doesn't
different.
That's a different category.
That's bad for the league. I don't know if this is. They have to pretend that it's bad for their business, but I don't know if it is.
Wait, so you're saying you
I mean,
think,
Dennis Rodman kicked a cameraman in the junk.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to suspend him. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But the conversation around, hey, we have a guy in this league who might slug someone in the face at any given time, I don't think that's bad
but
for business.
But isn't it? Isn't
Why do you think people love the NFL? It's the violence.
Well, it's
and the scarcity, the two things combined.
But the rules have changed, and that's not the way the NBA plays anymore.
It's still pretty violent.
It's not like the NFL. It's not comparable.
They collide.
They do collide.
You know, those linemen go into car crashes 100 times a game.
Yeah.
Mace, I lean with you. I think it's bad. I think it's bad for biz. I think when I say bad
is
for biz.
Is anybody turning off an NBA game because of what Draymond did last night?
If anything, he's back. When he's back, people are going to tune in more.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, but he's going to have to sit out 10
it's
games
bad
on
team.
Top of the five.
Very
games
bad for his team.
No doubt.
But it's
100%.
Not bad for the league.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Adam said, we're not going to do this, but oh, it's back on.
Benny Benassi.
Something. Is it Ken Rosenthal? We get
a... That's a good place. Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about. That's where you should go.
Chris just dump trucked Cappy in a big
boy.
Way.
He already dump trucked me a couple of times.
Well, you guys are ice skating later,
We're
right?
skating. It's Blades of
Glory.
I'm
going to miss
today.
It, unfortunately, but I got to go.
What was the name of that move in Blades of Glory where he kept cutting the guy's head off?
That I don't know.
I don't know either.
Good, but we're going to do it all.
All right, good luck, boys.
By the way, Sedano, today's Sedano's last day until the new year.
Oh, good.
Enjoy your time off.
You've got 17 commercials to record before you leave today.
Okay, well, I'll do that.
Yeah, good for George.
Are you in a bad mood today?
No, not at all, actually.
This is your getaway day.
Yeah.
Wow, good for
And
you.
I get to be the three. I get to, you guys, you and Cappy.
No, you're the two. Who? Cappy's the three.
Are you?
Cappy's the three.
Are you moving over here, Mace?
I am.
Okay.
Well, Cappy can't be in the A
chair. I'm going to try to wrangle this next 2.5 hours.
Good By luck. The way, he wants to repeat the bit for Cappy to hear about that Ireland is the meat shield for Mace.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know what that is.
Hey, John, we got to get Lindsay off the show.
Is no, that, I'm the one that said we.
No, but you told John first, and then John said to us.
No,
that was all me. John's his meat
Thank
shield.
You.
You were the driving force.
He's the Decepticon, and he goes to John.
I'm a Decepticon, apparently.
I've been called that too. Yeah. You're all right.
You want me to dump truck you real quick?
No, please.
No, you already did it once. I
you guys do that on the Super Combo Power Hour. Save it for the ice.
Called the 7-10 combo play.
That's what I said.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Didn't you say combo power?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's super get it right.
Combo super 10 power
combo
hour?
Plate hour.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you see the video of Quentin Yates and I going at it, talking to baseball?
Went at it. I did.
They went at it.
I did.
I liked it.
I know you did.
It was nice to walk in here at 10 a.m. and feel some passion.
Yeah, so here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, there you go. He's got to take a shot.
It's never hasn't.
He just walks in, dumps never on hasn't. Everybody and leaves.
Yep, that's the MO.
That's game.
We good?
Yeah.
Sleep, you good?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, Super Crosstalk brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about.
That's it.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good
and get
afternoon.
Us a love boat in there too.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
Love boat.
Combo plate day. Everybody is here. Shadano's here. Cappy's here. And joining us live, I want to get him in here right away.
Ireland.
From San Antonio. Now I'm San Antonio. Yeah, it's, I'm
what, you, did you develop a sibilant S?
Stuck on. Well,
yeah,
I
it's
learned,
the Shadano.
Shadano throws me off, and all of a sudden you're in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that also easier on your throat?
Easier on my throat and my vocal cords. Yes.
Yeah.
So what's up, Jono?
Well, we got in super late. The Lakers had an interesting strategy last night. Don't guard any of the Mavericks role players.
Yes.
And let them shoot three.
Dante Exum.
And, Dante Exum had the game of his life. So I'm just hoping that lightning doesn't strike twice. You know, the Spurs are on a 17-game losing streak.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, you know, it's not going to go on forever. I just hope we're not the ones that end it.
Oh, well, by the way, LeBron and AD both listed as questionable tonight. I don't know.
Well, it's a back-to-back.
The second night of a back-to-back.
And they got you got to play San Antonio again, right, John?
Yeah, on Friday.
On Friday, right.
But, they've only missed one game each.
Right.
So I don't think they'll miss this game, but I don't know. They'll announce a couple hours before the game.
So Ireland, Draymond Green last night, I don't know if you saw this, but he whacked Yusuf Nurkic in the face.
Wait, what happened?
Yeah. Now, knowing you, Mace, I suppose you want him like sent to the guillotine and thrown out of the league?
No, 10-game suspension.
Well, wow. You and I are the same then.
Yeah, 10-game suspension.
Yeah, 10 is
going
to be
right
what it's going to be, I think.
You didn't. By the way, you did not want him suspended at all when he chokeholded Rudy Gobert.
I didn't think that
wasn't
was
really
as bad
a choke.
As this.
It wasn't really a choke.
If there's nothing, if there are no ramifications to doing this stuff, what incentive does Draymond Green have to stop doing this stuff?
Well,
if there's
if
not a price
true,
to be paid.
If that's true, then why not give him 30 games?
Well, because I think 10 games, if he does something again, then it's more games.
And you can't give him more than Ja.
No, can't give him more than Ja.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if he goes 5 and then 10, the next incident is going to be more games.
I don't know why you guys want him suspended.
I don't want him suspended, but he's going to.
Come on, he's the most entertaining guy in the league right now. Come on.
I'm just going to whack you in the face.
What are you talking about?
I'm
spinning back
fist. And by the way, accidentally.
Yeah, on the ice.
Accidentally whack you in the face on the ice later.
Are you
going to
be like flailing at me with backhand?
I'm
going to
be selling a call and whacking you at the chin.
Because you're trying to sell it because of the way I got my hands on your hips.
Yeah, exactly.
When I put my hands up on your hips, we dip, we dip, we dip.
Yeah.
Kind of that sort of a deal.
Yeah, sure. Like
anybody know that?
Does anybody think he's going to get more or less than 10 games?
Is everybody on 10 games?
Yeah, I'm on 10.
I'm on 10.
I'm on 0.
You're on. But what do you think is going to happen?
Five games.
Okay, Bergman, how many do you think?
10 games.
10 games. Yeah. I think we're mostly on 10 games. There was the sound. We
yeah,
actually
right
have
there.
Audio
yeah.
of the moment.
What Draymond did to Yusuf Nurkic.
Yeah, and let's listen to it again.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. I loved.
Does suspensions do anything? It's not doing anything whatsoever.
I mean, he's not getting paid.
Getting him fresh.
Yeah, but he's still going to come out and he's gonna do it again. He's going to hit someone else, choke someone else, kick someone else in the nuts.
Ireland, does this punitive stuff even work on Draymond Green?
I don't think so. I mean, it never has. He's been fined like $3 million. I mean, he's always played on the edge. He just keeps going over the edge now. And, I guess I would be surprised if the league went more than 10, but not shocked if they were trying to send a message. They could send him more. Because like you say, suspensions clearly don't work. He hasn't changed his behavior no matter how long they suspend him. I mean, he's the new Rasheed Wallace. When Rasheed Wallace used to get suspended, he just didn't care.
Well, I would add, John, that it's worse in this sense that Rasheed wasn't really getting into a lot of physical altercations.
Yeah, he was just MFing the ref.
Right.
Yeah.
In this case, he's also screwing his team.
Right.
Because they're right on the cusp. They're a couple games under 500. They're trying to figure it out.
They're 11th right now.
And now they're going to do it without him for some stretch of time.
My favorite part of this whole thing, though, was the post-game press conference with Nurkic. Anybody hear this?
Yes.
Nurkic said there must be something wrong with him?
There must be something wrong with him.
No, but he has that, like, I don't know where in Europe he's from. He's got
I believe he's also Serbian.
He is?
Like Jokic.
He's got sort of an accent, with his dialect.
Yes.
But his English is really good. But he said something like, that brother is crazy. Like the way he said it with his dialect. Anybody hear this? No?
I saw it.
Yeah. But that the way he called him, that brother is crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, to hear this European dude, because that's kind of who Draymond picks on, isn't it, really? I mean,
does he only pick on
foreign guys?
Yeah, go ahead. Go
Wait,
through
King LeBron.
Okay, but prior to LeBron. I mean, think about all the guys. Rudy
you think
Gobert.
He only...
Well, yeah,
okay,
you know,
he's a Frenchman.
Kevin Garnett used to do the same thing.
Yeah, no, they...
Only pick on the Euros?
Go look those Kevin Garnett, battles. Like, it was always, Marko Jaric or someone like that he'd pick on.
Johnny I, who are the guys that he stomped on? Who was it?
Oh, it was Domantas Sabonis.
Okay, so Sabonis he stomped
on. You're
right,
Cap. I've never connected those dots, but the last three suspensions have all been foreigners.
Guys that aren't going to hit him back.
Yeah. Although Sabonis did play college ball here.
Yeah, but I will say this.
He's, he's raised in the European basketball. Help me build my
case. The guy no one wants to fight is Steven Adams, and he's a foreigner.
Yeah, Steven Adams is somebody nobody wants to fight.
Right, he's a foreigner, but I wouldn't screw with him. Yeah, exactly.
He also went to college here.
Before I get out of here, let me ask you guys, did you see Ken Rosenthal's tweets today?
About what? What's his deal?
Okay, he says that in Shohei Ohtani's contract.
Yeah, we're gonna do this coming up. This is a great subject.
Okay. If a specific change in Dodger personnel happens, Shohei may opt out of the contract at the end of the season the change occurs. Now, do you think that's tied to a manager? Maybe
no.
A catcher? Is it tied to
Betts
to
Mookie Betts?
Freeman?
Is it tied to Freeman?
Is it
tied to Roberts? Is it tied to Friedman?
What defines change in Dodger personnel? What do you guys think?
Well, I would think, to me, that would be more along the lines of Betts. If I were thinking of, it wouldn't be tied to a manager. I don't think he cares.
What about a catcher?
Disagree.
Yeah, I think it might be Dave.
I think it's Dave.
Why would he be tied to Dave?
He likes Dave.
How do you know?
I don't. But how do you know that he doesn't?
Yeah, I'm just
that's
saying,
a fair question.
But manager, how many managers has he played for in
his
life?
But we have as much evidence on Dave as you do
Mookie. Go look up how many managers he's played for in his life. A number.
I'll be back. I'm going to go do that.
Most people change socks.
Yeah, so he's played for a lot of different managers.
Well, maybe he's saying, okay, I want to get off the merry-go-round. I'm signing up for the Dodgers.
No,
I got Dave Roberts. I'm happy.
Managers,
you guys don't think it could be tied to the catcher? Tied to Will Smith?
Maybe.
It's possible. Will Smith is... Got to get paid, I think.
Although,
next year.
Is Will Smith a great receiver? He's not that good, I don't feel like, there. I feel like he's more of an offensive threat.
It's great offense.
It's just
threat.
You control what you want to record. I have a clause in my deal that says...
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this. Go
ahead. If they fire Mason, I can opt out.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
No, not...
Would you opt 100%? Out if I got fired?
Oh, sure.
100% guaranteed, regardless of circumstance.
If Mason got fired.
Yep, fired.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out.
Mason says something on the air that gets him fired. They still want to keep you. You immediately resign.
No, I would say I would opt out of the option
was contract.
And then we'll talk.
Yeah.
What about you, Mace? Would you do it for John? John gets fired. What do you
do? No, here's the thing.
Do you not have that clause in your contract?
No, here's the thing about it. If anything ever happens, I've got right of approval on who replaces John. But
you don't have the opt out.
If I'm not mistaken, John
was one-upped you.
I intend to do this longer than you. Is that
correct.
True, John?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at some point, I'll be going on and John will...
2028 was your original farewell.
Yes.
Where are we on that now?
2028 feels right.
Mm. It's 5 years from now.
Dan Patrick has already announced he's out in 2024.
See, I want to be there for the Olympics. I want to be here for the LA Olympics. That's my goal.
Think your beard will be grown in by then?
No, probably still will not.
No, you don't think
maybe
so?
Maybe by the closing ceremony of the 2028 Olympics.
Sedano, last thing. Tonight is my first look in person at Wemby, who you have seen. What am I going to see?
So I thought what was interesting, and I'm curious to see what Pop does here. So Pop put him on Cat in that game that I had. And for a little while, he did okay. So, Pop is going to throw him into the fire. You know what I mean?
Put him on AD, you think?
Probably. He might. Zach Collins will probably get some time on AD, too. But, he told us, like, he's got to learn. Like, when he talked to us in the meeting, like, he's got to learn, and I got a bunch of kids that got to learn, and I'm going to put them in situations that are uncomfortable. So I would look for that, like, just things that would not, you would think that he wouldn't do with him, just to get him in those uncomfortable situations already.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know if he can, AD might get him in foul trouble really early.
I don't think Pop cares right now. I think Pop wants them to. I mean,
yeah, they've lost 17 in a row.
I'm telling you, John, he covered Cat almost the entire game in that game. Now,
did he ever cover Gobert?
Maybe on a switch, but like they definitely
put
it
was on a switch. There was a switch.
By the way, I saw the switch.
Right, and then in that switch, there was that moment,
third quarter switch.
Mm-hmm. But I could see, again, teach him. He is clearly interested in putting him in tough situations right out of the gate.
Good.
All right, Mason. Last thing.
Yeah.
Can I? I'll take one last Hail Mary at it.
Okay.
Can I appeal to your wiser self and tell you to opt out of the skating event?
Well, as soon as you can find a wiser self, I will do it.
I know he's in there.
At this moment, there is no one intelligent inside this head.
Now, if Mason gets, like, critically injured,
John's doing the show solo tomorrow.
Do you have the opt-out then?
Well, no, only if he leaves the show for whatever reason.
Right, but what if he's, like, critically injured, can no longer do the show? Then what happens there? Does the opt-out still work? Does it still play?
I have to read the wording.
The language.
Do you have the same control of deciding who the new Mace is? Like, Mace has the new Ireland?
I think the way it's worded is we have right of refusal. Like, if they say,
gotcha.
We're bringing Scott Kaplan in to work with you. And
I would say yes. John would say
John
no.
John would definitely say no. John would be like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not doing that.
Yeah, so I don't know how it's exactly worded, but I'll look it up.
Well, Ireland, tomorrow I will be here basking in the glory of the Blades of Glory event tonight.
I'll be dreading tomorrow at 1 o'clock because I fear it will be someone other than you, and you will call in from the hospital.
No.
You got a helmet?
By the way, a helmet would have made sense. Daryl Evans is going to be there with us.
Oh, that's funny.
Michael Roth has rounded up Daryl Evans to come down and help us with some skating tips.
Bergman, do you have Momo
Unless
on standby?
Daryl takes your place, Momo's it's always, not going to help.
Always on standby.
Momo's on standby. There you go, John. Momo's on standby.
Good to know.
All right, John. Have
all
fun
right,
tonight.
Boys, have a good show. Talk to you later.
All right, there's John Ireland joining us from San Antonio. Tonight is Wemby.
San Antonio.
Correct. By the way, I want to make a Mythical Money bet.
Okay.
And our Mythical Money bets are brought to you. Is this one I'm supposed to be doing? Prize
no,
picks?
No. Well, you can do one if you want, but Cappy has one.
Okay.
You
do it together? We'll do a double.
You
want to
do it together?
Because I'm going to make a Mythical Money bet.
All right.
Give me $25,000 Mythical Dollars on Lakers minus three.
25?
Yeah.
Is that all it is? Three.
That's all it is.
25 large, huh?
Ooh. Yeah.
That seems like a sucker bet.
It's tempting. Prize Picks, by the way, sponsors our Mythical Money.
-3 is a low number.
It's the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Cappy, Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy.
All right. Now let me talk to you about playing the game, Mason. You ready for this?
Listen. I'm ready.
Last night, it was Taco Tuesday on Prize Picks. They gave me a discount on Jason Tatum to score more or less than 27.5 points. They gave me the discount. They took it down to 22.5. So that's an easy play more, right? I thought LeBron would have a night where coming off the in-season tournament, you know, the IST.
Yeah, the IST.
That maybe he would kind of take the night off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know LeBron would go off yet again and score over 30 points. I had LeBron to score less than 27.5 points. Now, I'm generally a positive player. I pretty much play everything more. Passing yards more, points more.
Yeah, play the overs.
Shots on goal more, minutes on ice more. I play everything more. And last night, LeBron burned me because I went less than.
Mm.
I don't know what I'm doing yet tonight because LeBron and AD currently are not on the board at Prize Picks. So I got to figure out my plays.
Yeah, do it.
If you want to send me your plays, do it on Twitter. Share your plays with me so that I can play your Prize Picks because I'm not doing well. I'm in a
struggling
cold streak.
Scuffling.
Right now, I need help.
Yeah.
I need some sort of slump buster.
How do they help you?
They send me their Prize Picks
on
Twitter.
Okay.
And then I'll play them. Okay?
Excellent.
And I'm going to win it all back tonight. PrizePicks.com/Cappy, K-A-P-P-Y. PrizePicks.com/Cappy, as May said, they'll match your first deposit 100% up to $100. PrizePicks.com/Cappy.
All right, got a nugget here from Jack Harris of the LA Times. Dodgers have announced that Shohei Ohtani's introductory press conference will be tomorrow at 3 in the center field plaza at Dodger Stadium. So 3 p.m. tomorrow at 3, Shohei Ohtani meets the media for the very first time.
Really?
It's a combo plate. Mason, Shadano, Cappy, 710 ESPN. All right, combo plate rolling on. Mason, Shadano, Cappy, and Morales is here. What are you doing, man?
Well, you begged me earlier.
Did I?
Am I potted up?
Yeah, you're potted up.
You begged me earlier. Hey, you going to stop by? I said, I thought, I got a lot of work. I'll try to.
I thought, then why not Morales?
20 minutes later. Hey, you going to stop by in there?
Yeah, it's fun.
Is it so you get your burner account after me on Twitter again?
No, I do not have a burner account. You know, most of what Morales says is total and complete garbage.
So, Sedano, yesterday after we did the bit about Ireland, about that Ireland.
Explain the bit.
What bit of Ireland?
I'm not even sure I understand the
bit. What did you say he is?
I said Mason uses Ireland as his meat shield.
Meat shield?
What does that even mean?
I have a feeling I know what it means, but I'm not sure.
That's like the guy in the movie that, like, you know, like the main villain, the culprit, will throw like the other guy in front of him when he gets shot up when they're shooting at him.
That's what a meat shield is.
That's a meat shield, yeah.
That's not the right definition of meat shield.
No, I think that is a meat shield.
No, George, go look.
Yeah, no, that's a meat shield.
You got it wrong, bro.
Do you hold somebody up?
No, meat shield is something completely
different. But how am I a meat shield? That's what I want to know. What?
No, you're not.
You make Ireland the meat shield.
So why is. I don't get it. He's a meat shield. What's that mean?
I just told you. You throw him in front of the line of fire.
Right, but
hashtag meat shield.
I'm the one that's constantly covering for Ireland.
No, you're
not. The other
one. No, you're not.
Constantly.
So we talked about how GKB, our core values as a company, one of them is honesty.
Yeah.
Honesty.
And see, Mason.
You really don't want honesty.
No, I do.
You don't.
We do it out here. We do
you don't want the real honesty. You want fake honesty.
No, I like the real honesty.
No, real honesty you don't like.
No, that was a murder.
I'm not doing it.
No,
go ahead. I'm not doing
it, Mace.
I'm not doing it.
No, go ahead, man.
No.
You should do it.
No, Ireland's not a meat shield. I'll just say that. Ireland's not a meat shield.
Not a meat shield.
I'm the meat shield.
You're the shield.
I'm a shield.
Of meat.
Correct. I'm shielding meat.
Red meat? Red meat? White meat? What kind of meat are we talking about?
So anyway, can I explain?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Try.
So the point is, I don't even know how we actually got there. We're going to have to put in that Mason Ireland best of at the end of the year. But basically, you know, Mace likes to play it up that John is the one that complains about a lot of things. And John complains about some stuff. He does.
Like what?
But he'll do it right to us.
Mm-hmm.
He'll send a note. He'll send a text.
Hey, I'm complaining.
Right. But Mace, I think what he does is he'll go to John, and then John will cover for him as the meat shield. Like,
it's ridiculous.
Hey, John, why are we doing this combo plate nonsense?
Ridiculous.
And then John out of nowhere.
No, John is the combo plate nonsense guy.
Hey,
I'm not.
Hey, John, why are we doing live imaging?
Again, John is the one that says, why live imaging? It's the reverse. You've actually totally reversed the meat shield.
Hey, John, why is Sedano doing play-by-play?
That's not right.
So wait,
neither of us ever said that.
John, we got to get rid of Lindsay.
No, I actually said we've got to get rid of Lindsay.
See, so no meat shield.
Correct.
On that one, it was all him.
Yep. On that one, I take full responsibility. So and by the way, it's worked out great for everybody.
Has it?
Are you happy with Lindsay?
Yeah, but now I got to walk.
I'm happy with Bergman. Yeah, you.
Yeah. Now,
but
now,
anyway, so
now Morales is picking up Chewie's loose stool. So, on the streets of downtown LA.
Here's the interesting thing. After we did that bit yesterday, about 35 minutes later, I start getting blasted on Twitter by this account that's got no avatar. It's some weird like handle. Saying things that were a little inside baseball.
Like what?
Saying things that I don't think Mace and I have ever discussed on the air.
Example.
So it says, one of them was, Mace has never seen Morales with a girl. So is it Breezy's or Breezley's? Which I didn't know was a thing.
What's I don't even know that's a thing.
What's Breezy mean?
I don't know. Ask your Twitter burner account.
It's not my Twitter burner account.
So it's either Breezy's means he's got girls, or Breezy's means he doesn't have girls?
No, I think it would be the other version.
Oh, you'd have the other version. Yeah,
I'm open-minded.
Wait, Breezy's is girls and Breezy's are dudes?
Well, he met the same person 2 years in a row with the Mandy's, so whatever.
By the way, and nothing wrong with it, by the way, but I don't think I've ever seen you with a girl. And
at the Mandy's?
Oh, you had a date.
He had two girls.
He
had two girls.
It's the same
girl.
Right.
Okay, I was wrong when I
first
said
he pawned off.
You were right. You were wrong when you tweeted that?
Yeah.
Dude, he pawned off one girl on me early in the night, and then he pawned off the other girl on me later in the night.
So he ended up with no girls.
No, he had individual girls,
One was just a friend, and one was my date that night.
See, here's the thing. I don't want to know what's really going on in your life.
I think
I would prefer to not know whatever that is.
Why?
Because it scares me what might be going on.
You got to hear some of his stories off air.
No, Mace sent out the what would be the word? His minions after me yesterday, which
I did not send minions after you. My God,
you have minions?
Because I've got a couple.
Minions.
See the Mason Ireland Reddit page. I know I'm mentioning.
Hold on for a second. The Reddit page.
They think that I go in there and like one person I got a screenshot says, "Oh, he has notifications sent." I don't. But a lot of the COT members, they take screenshots and send it to me, mm-hmm. and it is humorous. And there
they
was a
take
lot of
screenshots of the
Reddit page.
Reddit
and send
page.
Me the pictures.
And it's, people don't like you there.
I don't think they like any of us. I don't even know if they like even Mace, frankly.
Yeah, I don't, no, Reddit doesn't like anything.
But here's what, I love them. You know
oh,
why
really?
I love
why?
Them? Now, sometimes they say some inappropriate stuff that's not cool, but that's only like one person. They're
is
passionate.
That Penis Thumbs?
No, Penis Thumbs I think is fine.
Okay, he does good job.
He's always in the middle of the fairway.
He does nice work.
There's another guy.
Middle of the fairway, huh?
Middle of the fairway.
Really? I think it Flash something or something that he says really dumb things. But other than that, these people are passionate about what we do.
Mm-hmm.
They're commenting all day about not just Mason and Ireland.
Right.
They start at 10 a.m. They start with the morning show.
Evan. By the way, YouTube, COT.
It's engagement, baby.
Everybody. It's constantly
engagement.
Connected.
I just
yeah.
hope. Now, do you feel the same way that after today when Sedano leaves for 5 weeks, that the engagement.
2 weeks?
That the engagement's
I think it's
gonna,
more like 4 weeks. I mean, I think you're going to be
that
off
the engagement's
like
going
weeks.
Down?
The engagement's going down
without
because Sedano goes?
Without Sedano.
I think engagement generally goes down during the holidays, don't you
but
think?
It
I mean,
does.
Everybody's listening to friggin' Coast right now. They're playing Jingle Bells.
Nobody's
nonstop.
Listening to that, and everybody's listening
to
this.
We can play Jingle Bells if you want.
Why do you guys not
when
listen
are we,
to me?
When are we going to... I'm listening
we
to
should
you,
just
Kathy.
Do all Christmas music.
We should go to all
in the
Christmas
in intro,
music.
In the rejoins and
should
stuff.
Should we go to all Christmas music?
Yes, we should.
Now?
Yeah. Yeah, right now. Hanukkah music, too.
Okay, Hanukkah music
like
also.
Two songs.
Well, I want those two songs... Each hour.
Get that dreidel, dreidel, dreidel rolling.
Right.
And 7:10 the sleigh.
Yeah.
Hanukkah, oh, Hanukkah, we got to get that one.
Yeah, and then get the Adam Sandler song. You know?
Oh, yeah. Eight Crazy Nights.
You know, get that one going.
We're going to have a crazy night tonight.
Yes. Little Blades of Glory action.
Did you see the video on social media? It's good.
I've not looked at it yet.
The fact that we didn't rehearse that and we just performed, the three of us, we could do like a Chippendales.
That's money.
Well, we're sort of like... What was the name of that show with Drew Carey? And
The Cleveland, no.
No, no, they did their extemporaneous acting.
Oh, it's,
whose line is it anyway?
We're
right.
Like, yeah, we're like improv actors.
We're
improv comedians now.
Gifted.
We're like, what's the name of the place in Chicago where all the Saturday Night Live people went to?
Second City.
Second City?
Yeah, we're the groundlings.
We're like the sports radio Second City of Los Angeles.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, I do.
No rehearsal, one take.
One take, and bam, it was done. Don't save your bam.
And so my
for when I fall on the ice tonight.
I'm going to dump truck you. I'm going to dump truck you.
He's planning on dump trucking.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's Mace.
What if I dump truck you, but then I hold you so I take your fall?
Yeah.
Mace, do you want to be...
Hold me.
Do you want to be dump trucked?
Hold me.
Do you want to be dump trucked on the ice, yes or no?
Is it a good bit?
Good answer. In your, if you would like it, yes or no, dump trucking... On ice, on skates. Do you want it or do you not want it?
I would prefer not to be
dump
trucked.
Okay, so now you don't want
to dump you into the boards, though.
Into the boards.
Here's how you avoid being dump trucked.
Yep.
You just don't let him get to you.
Right.
Okay? You get onto the ice.
Speed skating.
You get onto the ice. How fast do you think Morales
can
skate?
Was it Dan Jansen?
Yeah. Jansen, right. Yeah.
How fast do you think Morales can skate? Can he get around? Can he get
never
around the ice?
I mean, once you get momentum, you're going.
I'm not even sure the man could slide across the ice.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sliding.
And you have some experience.
I kind of wish it was earlier. I could go on the ice, too.
Why can you not go?
I got an appointment at 4:30.
What kind of appointment?
He's getting a haircut.
I'm getting a haircut.
2 weeks off.
Tell them to come to LA Live, and they'll cut your hair on the ice.
Not how this works.
Yeah, no, that's not living. All right, coming
that's
up next
the way
for
it's
you.
Supposed to work.
It's a combo plate. We're going to do Wheel of Questions coming up. We're going to do Here's What You Need
Where's
to Know.
Where's Sean McVay?
Sean McVay is going to...
He's going to join around 2:20.
Join around 2:20.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine how excited he is that he knows you're here?
No, he's not.
You look like you're fading a little bit at the end of the fast.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm
fine. How long is this fast?
I'm just letting you do your thing.
Yeah, just do your thing. All right. Hey, Cappy.
Yep.
What do you got? Something about Yamava, right? Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Big night.
Wow. Thank God you had the glasses on.
God, I can't wait to get you on the ice today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to get you on the ice today. You are the Draymond Green of this radio station, constantly taking violent, cheap shots at people.
Agreed.
Violent, hands-on, cheap. He's the Draymond. You're a bad guy.
That's the greatest compliment you could ever
give
me.
You're a bad guy.
Bad guy.
Does that mean we're going to get Sliwa in here again to go like, oh, no, this is inappropriate. Nobody's watching the NBA now.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he was very serious about the whole
thing. About the Draymond thing?
Yeah, I love Sliwa.
No, I mean, it's over. 10 games. See you later.
No games. No games. Zero games.
I don't think Draymond
cares. Zero games. Yeah, I know. There's no such thing as a punishment that will work on him. It gives up money. It doesn't give up 10 games of salary. It's a lot of money, isn't it?
It is a lot of money.
Yeah. All right, Cappy. Yamava tomorrow night.
So tomorrow, Yamava, 4 p.m. Like, get back on schedule, everybody. It'll be me, Christopher Arthur Morales, Lindsay Baseball, DeMarco Farr, the Super Bowl champion, 150 monitors, and tomorrow night, I would like to invite personally, on behalf of the Raider Nation, you need to bring it, okay? I'm looking for Gorilla Rilla. I'm looking for people with spiked shoulder pads and face painted all up. Raiders tomorrow night against the Chargers on Thursday Night Football? Let's go. That's right.
Backup quarterback.
Right. Big stars. Get out there. Yamava, we're on the air from 4 to 7. Then we're hanging out to watch the game. We're giving away $1,000, $250 every quarter. It's going to be a great time. All the craft beers, all the games, all the monitors. Yamava, the 909. We'll see you there tomorrow.
All right, here we go. We've got Fred Benkowski from Arcadia. You are caller number 7. Congratulations, Fred.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Love you guys, man.
Thank you. Thank you. So you've got holiday boxes to choose from. Travis Lee, me, Ireland, Shadano, Cap, pick one.
Oh, man, love all you, but I got to pick my boy Cappy.
Yeah,
all
right. Yeah, Cappy it is. Let's see what's in the box.
The Kaplan box. Here we go. Let's see what's inside the box. Congratulations. You win a Sierra Subaru prize pack. And, of course, a gift card from our friends at Islands. And that's what's in the box, Jack.
All right. Congratulations, all right. Fred. Appreciate it, man.
Binky,
Thank you, man. Thank you.
So you have just won. What station takes care of you during the season of winning, Fred?
710 ESPN.
The 12 Days of 710.
The 12 Days of 710. It's the season of winning on 710.
Why are you laughing, Jorge? He got through it.
You're looking at it with such like
this. Right. I mean, here's this thing. You make this complicated thing. You overcomplicate everything. And all of a sudden, there's radio. A thing to play and then another thing to play. Talk here, play that. It's very confusing.
It's called radio.
Cappy, you could never handle it, I don't think.
Oh, never. I don't think so. Cappy did it from home and was fine.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought so.
I thought I stuck the landing on that.
The best part is, you know how I highlight during, like, in the copy I write for this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One year I like highlighted play the stager or something. So Mace is like, blah, 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 blah. Okay, play the stager.
You like Ron Burgundy?
Ron Burgundy. Yeah. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Like Fred Binkowski.
Yeah.
My man.
All right, let's spin the wheel of questions. Here we go. Okay, I'm looking at the wheel here, and this is good. Okay.
What? Me and Morales are like kids in a classroom.
We really are.
Stop laughing.
What?
We're like 60% here and 60% somewhere.
Well, get 100% here. What cute cartoon character would be absolutely terrifying if it existed in the real world?
Tasmanian Devil?
Yeah.
By the way, that was totally the first thing that popped into my mind was Tasmanian. Although, Yosemite Sam seems dangerous to me. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't seem to know what he's doing with that gun.
He always misses.
Yeah, yeah. Right. He does shoot around a lot.
He does shoot around a lot. Right. It seems very dangerous.
Yeah.
What about Tasmanian Devil, Yosemite Sam? Who else is dangerous?
You know who kind of freaks me out a little bit?
Mm.
Is that little green guy on the Flintstones?
Oh, the Great Gazoo?
Gazoo.
Oh, right. Do you not remember the Great Gazoo? Yeah. When all of a sudden somebody came from space to live in prehistoric times, that was awesome.
Yeah, and then there he is, you know, and Fred's trying to figure out what to do, and Gazoo's trying to tell him what to do. Yep. I don't know. I don't trust that guy.
Okay. Bergman, any ideas? Cute cartoon character that would be dangerous in real life.
I mean, Speedy Gonzalez, a really, really fast mouse. I can't.
What?
It was
really, really fast mouse.
Hey, who knows what would happen with that mouse if he's going that fast?
Yeah.
Somebody could get hurt.
The Roadrunner would be dangerous. Yeah. We'd all be walking off cliffs and stuff.
Super.
What about that little Mighty Mouse guy? Was he a real dude, like a little thick?
He's got a theme song, Mighty Mouse.
What's wrong with Mighty Mouse?
I don't know. Could he be scary? Like he's flying through the air. He's this juiced up little mouse.
How about Hong Kong Phooey?
I love Hong Kong Phooey.
Hong Kong Phooey is great.
That guy could change in a file cabinet.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I love that, brother. For real.
All right. DeAndre, any ideas there? Any?
Marvin the Martian?
Marvin the Martian.
He's kind of weird.
But he always shoots himself in the face.
Yeah, that's true. So he's less dangerous.
Don't you think Daffy Duck's pretty dangerous? Because here's why. He's obsessed with Bugs. Everything Bugs does gets in his head.
That's true.
And he doesn't know how to handle it. Very similar to some of our communities on social.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just can't get us out of their head.
Exactly. All right, there's your wheel of questions.
What about SpongeBob?
SpongeBob
no
is...
No way! He's, was, like, harmless.
Yeah, what was wrong with SpongeBob?
Pretty lovable.
I just feel like he's, like, this drunk dude walking down the street.
I don't think SpongeBob
you
is
don't
drunk.
Think so? And no. Getting everybody all wet?
Not drunk.
You know?
Yeah.
He's I mean, he's not wet. Getting anybody wet. They're underwater.
Well, he has a sponge.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, but if he were outside of the water and he's walking down the street, you know, he bounces into people because he's all wasted, you know?
I don't think SpongeBob is drunk.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, never. I don't think that goes along. Oh. No.
Guess I haven't seen enough.
No, the
of that.
Children love SpongeBob.
Loves right. a good Krabby Patty.
By the way, we're doing Fifth Row Fridays this week. That means we got a pair of tickets to see the Lakers coming up on January 3rd. No, I'm sorry. I've got that wrong. It's Toronto on the 9th, right?
Correct. What's going on, man?
A pair of tickets to see the Toronto Raptors and the Lakers in the fifth row. And if you got to be able to answer five questions about this week's show on Friday at 2:30. I think that's you and me on Friday.
Friday, you
at
and me?
2:30, yeah.
A combo plate?
Combo plate.
All right.
Did you check the schedule? It's there. Trust me.
He had
me.
Another okay. schedule meeting.
I mean, they have a whole meeting to discuss his schedule.
It's Cappy's
like,
schedule?
Why can you not just read the schedule like everybody else?
I already sent my summer vacation.
I
know.
You beat me today with your summer vacation.
You sent summer vacation
yeah.
already?
Yeah.
Wow, good for
I was
you.
Sending an email about February.
You're on June 22nd
post Super Bowl.
No, it's July.
Okay, good.
Yeah, June 22nd,
I thought we
big.
Were moving the
March 23rd is big.
Yeah. Well, it's the 26th. It's pickleball.
I thought it was the 23rd. Saturday the 23rd.
Sounds better than the 26th.
Yeah, it's my birthday. That was the whole thing.
And it's your 20th Mason Ireland anniversary.
And the 20th anniversary of Mason and Ireland.
Pickleball.
Really? Yeah. Hmm. And Ireland will...
I thought you guys were together longer than that.
20 at ESPN.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Yeah, March 23rd will be 20
not counting
at ESPN.
That, not counting that. You know, when he got him fired.
That little
when
part,
you got him fired?
That little. I didn't get him fired. Somebody
you just
fired
didn't
him.
Tell him.
And now that John and Ken are retired, well, Ken is retiring, so that's the end of that show.
Yeah.
Mason Ireland are the longest running talk radio show in Los Angeles.
Hey now.
Look at that.
Hey now.
How about that?
That's right. Damn right.
Or talk radio duo, because Bill Handel has been on longer, I believe.
But. So right, duo, but he's not.
He's not a duo. Yeah,
right, no, he's not a duo. He's a one-man deal. Solo guy. All right, tell you what, coming up next, I want to do this.
What?
I want to talk about the Shohei Ohtani, the weird clause in his contract that Ireland brought up a little bit earlier. Plus, the Dodgers aren't done. I've got details of their meeting with a potential number one starter. That's coming up next for you. It is a combo plate. Mason, Shidano, and Cappy, 710 ESPN. All right, so what we have been told to do if we get into a car accident is call the insurance company, right? But imagine when you call the insurance company and you say, I feel okay, but a few days later, you start feeling pain. Well, unfortunately, the insurance company recorded that call, and your statement saying you feel okay is the one that'll stand. So by doing that, you probably cost yourself thousands and thousands of dollars in compensation. Now, instead of trying to handle an accident by yourself, next time you're in one, immediately call my friend Jacob. Nobody plans on being in an accident, but when it happens, you gotta call Jacob. He'll talk to the insurance company on your behalf so you won't say something dumb that damages your case. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob, he'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Oh, remember.
Accident. Or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
And make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram and Facebook. Go to @call.jacob to enter a brand new contest regarding his new ad campaign. Mason and Ireland is not here. Let me try that again. Combo plate, Mason, Shidano, Cappy, 710 ESPN.